Let's leave the present behind, shall we, and fast forward 50 years into the future. Welcome to 2067. We've been jumping in time for our 2067 series, asking science fiction writers to give us a glimpse into their versions of the future. Author C.A. Higgins writes about intergalactic travel and sentient spaceships in her Lightless trilogy, but her version of 2067 is all about artificial intelligence in our everyday lives.
Technology, I think, develops according to what's most convenient is a good way to predict it, and AI is actually very convenient. What would make AI more convenient for people is if you can communicate with it more like a person. Which is not to say that I think we're going to have Terminators or anything, but if you can bring up Siri and have a conversation with it.
How are you doing today?
Then that is very convenient.
Really appreciate it.
And so I think that eventually our phones and computers will be talking to us more like people. If we're talking to something that reacts like a person does, and we can talk to it like a person does, at what point do we sort of think of it as a person? Even if it's just a machine that we can enter input into. Or do we think of it as like a pet? And what kind of relationship do you develop with a device that can talk to you like a person, that has learned about you and about what you like and about the way you work, and has in itself sort of a reflection of you in it? Maybe you could even end up asking it for advice if it learns enough to interact socially, which is something that AI now can't do very well.
It's like every second.
If you've ever talked to a chatbot or something, it pretty much spits out what other people have said. But eventually maybe it'll sound more natural and also companionable. Because if companionship is something that humans seek, and if you have a device that can tell you all these things, you're going to apply a personality to it all by yourself. If that's a good thing or a bad thing is a difficult thought. I think it's just something that people do. I see it sort of like having a pet, for which our robot overlords will eventually kill me for saying. But, you know, I come home and I see my roommate's cat, and it's great to see that cat. I love that cat, but it's not the same as going out and seeing a person. And so if you have AI that has a certain degree of social intelligence and is able to respond to a person more the way a person would than the way a computer would, there is a certain degree of companionship that will possibly with some people dispel some loneliness, but I don't think it would ever replace human interaction.
Artificial intelligence, not just for repairing machines in 50 years, but maybe even for helping heal our most basic human insecurities. C.A. Higgins is author of the Lightless trilogy with her version on what the year 2067 might look like. You can check out the whole series on our website at thetakeaway.org/2067.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.